Do you have specific partners or allies in this work? You say that you don't do a lot of the training. Are there other groups that you do work alongside to draw on your information? Or I figured people like Training for Change probably freely share information in both directions. Other allies?
Yeah, there's a lot of new work being done in this area by lots of great organizations and new people that are interested in this work and working to promote it and working to learn about it. You know, unfortunately, it's still not enough because the field is still very much neglected. It doesn't receive the attention that it needs, that it requires, that it demands. And we're seeing in recent weeks and months that the attention that is given to nonviolent resistance is largely from entities that wish to undermine it and defeat it. And I think that should really drive us to act to support this, because people around the world are struggling bravely and to access this and knowledge and this information, and they're often not finding it because the capacity of the field and of the work is still very low compared to other work and compared to violent resistance, for example. And I think this is very dangerous because, well, I think it will bring about a different future than the one that most of us want if those who wish to undermine nonviolent resistance come out on top.
Just one of many good reasons to support the work of the Albert Einstein Institution.